குருவே கௌரச்சந்திராய ராதிகாய ததாலயை கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண பக்தாய தத் பக்தாய நமோ நமஹ. வந்தேயம் ஸ்ரீகுரு வரம் ஸ்ரீ ரூபானுக பிரவரம் ரஜரஸ்ரசிகம் ச நாராயணம் தம் பிரபன்னம் ஸ்ரீகுரு சரணம் வந்தே ரமண பிரஷ்டாய பூதலை ரூபானுக பக்திதம் ச கிருபாமூர்த்தி நாராயணம். ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத் கதாதர் சதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரி ராம் ஹரி ராம் 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 ஹரி ஹரி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஐ ஆஃபர் மை தன்னோத் பிரணாம்ஸ் அட் தி லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் அவர் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் மாஸ்டர்ஸ் இந்த்லாய் ஸ்ரீமன் பக்திவேதான் ஸ்ரீ நாராயண் கோசாய் மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ் அண்ட் இந்த்லாய் ஸ்ரீமன் பக்திவேதான் ஸ்ரீ வாமன் கோசாய் மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ் டு என்டையர் ரூபானந்த் கௌரிய குரு வர்க அண்ட் டு ஆல் த வைஷ்ணவஸ் வைஷ்ணவீஸ் டு அவர் கார்ஜன்ஸ் அண்ட் டு ஸ்ரீ ராதா தாமோதர் ஜி. திஸ் இஸ் த லாஸ்ட் டே வீர் அப்சர்விங் ஆஃப் திஸ் வ்ரத அண்ட் today is also Hemantiki Ras Purnima. Ras Purnima, which coincides with the beginning of the autumnal month and also the appearance day of Shrimati Tulsi Devi and Shri Nimbaditya, one of the four Vaishnava Acharyas. And also I think it's the disappearance day also of Sundaranam Thakur. Mahaprabhu is associated with me. So they say, so we just finished, no? We're in the last day of Kartik now. So how quickly 1 month just went by. That 1 month just felt like one day actually. Cannot believe that 1 month went so quickly. So therefore the Vaishnavas keep telling us, time is passing, no? Make best use of this time. Or else, never know what will happen. Just 1 month went so quickly, like in one day. So then anyhow, we've heard, no, that actually this is not the end of our Vrata. This is the beginning of our Vrata, actually. Like, we start from tomorrow, we start Katayani Vrata. And then after that, again, our Vratas are continuing after that. Mahag Vrata, and then after that, so many other Vratas appear. So this is like the beginning. Now our batteries are being recharged. This way, we'll continue until Gaur Purnima, and then again, our batteries are recharged. Then until Rath Yatra, and then again, then after that until Kartik. So this way, we've observed so many festivals. And today is Hemantiki Ras Purnima. So we don't hear much about this Ras Leela. Like on previous occasions, I've heard this pastime about the Vaishnavas have spoken how Sukadeva Goswami received the mercy of Srimati Radhika. How Srimati Radhika was feeding this parrot. And then this parrot flew over to Nandagaon. And then Krishna, anyhow, he kept this parrot with himself. And then he wouldn't return. And then Lalita Vishakha themselves, they went and they told Mother Yashoda that he's not giving our parrot back. And Mother Yashoda, she twisted Krishna's ear. Anyhow, she had him return this parrot back to Srimati Radhika. So in this way, we've heard certain pastimes on this tithi. And in regard to Haimantiki Ras Purnima, we hear that there are six seasons. No, there's like the rainy season, the monsoon, the summer, winter, autumn. This way, we just observed in the Bhagavatam, the Sharadiya Ras Yatra is described. And in Jayadeva Goswami, he has described the Vasanti Ras Yatra. And this way, here is the beginning of the Haimantiki Ras Yatra, the autumnal moon. So here we see that Ras Leela, what does it mean? Ras Leela means actually different forms of pastimes, they combine and they become one. Like we hear that when Srimati Radhika and Krishna are in the forest, we see that sometimes Radha and Krishna are drinking honey, madhupan. Sometimes they're picking flowers, pushpashayan. And then sometimes they're playing hide and seek. And sometimes they're playing dice games. And sometimes we hear this Vamsi Haran Leela. How Krishna is in the Kunja with Srimati Radhika and all the Sakhis. And the Sakhis are thinking that this Vamsi is so fortunate. Although he's a dry piece of bamboo, still he's drinking the nectar of Krishna's lips. Actually, the nectar of Krishna's lips is our property, the gopis are saying. His Adharamrit. But this dry piece of bamboo is drinking all his nectar. How can this be? So then we have to steal this flute away from him. So it is said Krishna is actually listening to their conversation. it is said. And then, and sometimes it is said that he's actually unaware. Sometimes he's really fallen asleep. So then what happens is, the Sakhis, they're very, like in a very secretive way, they take this flute away of Krishna and they pass it around. And then finally, Krishna, when he wakes up, he opens eyes, he sees his flute is not there anymore. So he becomes very anxious. Like, who has stolen my flute? Who has stolen it? And then he starts looking everywhere. He starts looking at the hands of every Sakhi, but it's empty. And then finally, Srimati Radhika, she has this flute. And then when she says, oh, you don't know how to play the flute, I'll show you how to play the flute. And then she starts playing on the flute. So therefore, we see Nidhuvan, we see Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha. We see there, Radharani, she's actually playing the flute in Nidhuvan there. So there we see that this pastime is also there in Nidhuvan. So actually, Nidhuvan also, Rastila took place. So therefore, this Vamsiharan Leela is also there, which means that this is also part of this Rasleela. So this way, all these different pastimes together, they make Ras. And they're like, we hear so many types of Rasleela, no? Vishnacha Thakur, he describes, he's written a book called Udbhat Ras. Udbhat Ras. Now, I don't know what Udbhat is, but he has written also. So then Aishcharja Ras means like so much Ascharja Ras, so much Ras of astonishment. So this way, all these different forms of Rasleela he has written. And in this month, this is the beginning of the Ras that takes place in the autumn. So we hear that all the six seasons, they're present together and they serve Brajmandal. But among these six seasons, the king is Vasanta. Vasanta. Spring season is the king. So we see that normally we hear that at the beginning of the Rasleela, Krishna, when he looks at the full moon, like we see the Ras is always taking place on the full moon. Why is it? No, why always the full moon? There must be some reasons, no? So it is said that when Krishna looks at the full moon, he remembers the moon-like faces of the gopis. No. He says, oh, Srimati Radhika's face is also like the moon. Once he told that to Srimati Radhika, that your face is like the moon, full moon. And Radhika, she went into Man. So what are you saying? And first of all, the moon has the name Chandra, Radharani said. And I don't like the name Chandra. Because Chandra is the name of Chandravali. And second, the moon has so many black spots. It has these, it is churned from the milking of the ocean and so many poisonous spots came. So are you saying that I am also filled with so much poison? And she goes into Man. So then anyhow, Krishna looking at the full moon, he's remembering all these leelas. He's remembering the lotus-like face of Srimati Radhika and all the sakhis. And this is like Uddipan for him, no? Because when in Ras, there is Vishayalamban and Ashayalamban and Uddipan. So Vishayalamban is Krishna himself and the Ashayalamban, Srimati Radhika and the gopis. And the Uddipan, what is the Uddipan? The full moon, this month of autumn, this Hemant Mas, or the Sharadiya Mas, Vasant Mas, and then the forest in Vrindavan, like Yamuna is flowing there. And then it is said that there's so many lotus flowers blooming. It seems that these lotus flowers are like the feet of Lord Vishnu. And the water that beneath the lotus flowers, it seems like they're the hands of Lakshmi Devi serving the lotus feet of Vishnu. So this way the peacocks, peahens, they're all dancing together. These chakravak birds are there. The swans are floating on the ponds. Ponds are so crystal clear. And this way there's honey dripping from the trees. This baili, chameli, jui, mallika flowers, they're all blooming. So what is this all Uddipan for Radha and Krishna? The stimulus, they're remembering this Uddipan. So similarly, this moon, like the full moon, this Purnima is Uddipan for Krishna. So when he's remembering this, then he's thinking, oh, Radhika and the gopis, they just look like this moon. But then he thinks, oh, how can I perform this Ras? How can I do this Ras? Because there's Parakya Bhav, no? So Krishna's thinking, how can I dance with them? Supposedly they're the wives of others. So then it seems the moon himself is telling him that, oh, look at me. You're from the moon dynasty, Chandravansh. And look at me, what am I doing? With my hands, I am decorating my beloved Purvadisha. Like we see, I'm decorating my beloved Purvadisha with gulal. With the reddish rays of my hands, I'm decorating her with this gulal. So Purvadisha in one way is said to be the wife of Indra or the sun. So this way he's saying, oh, just as I'm sporting with my beloved, you should also do the same. So this way Krishna is receiving so much Uddipan. And then, as we know, he plays on the flute. And then all the gopis, they assemble. So it is said the place where he played on his flute is called Rasoli. Oh, and there's this village, Rasouli. That is the place where he played his flute. Also, we hear, no, there's that place also in Chandrasarovar. There's also, that is Parsouli. So we hear in Chandrasarovar, Parsouli, we see that the moon himself, he stood still for 1 month. Looking at the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he was like, for one yuga, I think, actually. For one yuga, moon just stood there. Like we hear in Dhir Samir, the wind is moving so slowly because it's witnessing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And we see right there, near this Parsouli Gram, there is Petagao. Petagao is like only 3 kilometers from Govardhan. So in this Petagao, we see a very beautiful deity of Krishna there, in Petagao. We see that Krishna is in the form, he's present in his 400 form as Narayan in Petagao. So there actually we see, that pastime took place, that when Krishna left the rasa dance, when he left the rasa dance, then what happened? The gopis are looking for him there in that place. And then that time when he manifested his four arms, he manifested his four arms, that time he looked like just like Narayan. So then when the gopis came to him, they just offered their pranams. And they said, can you please tell us where our Krishna is? And they just walked by. They didn't even care to see if he was Narayan himself. They just wanted to see this form of their beloved Krishna. So then he didn't say anything. But then the speciality of Srimati Radhika is that as soon as the air that was coming from the garment of Srimati Radhika, that as soon as that air touched the nose of Krishna, his two arms, they went inside. No, Petha means his two arms entered inside his stomach. And then two arms in his self-same Shamsundar form, he was present there. He could not even maintain his form as Narayan. No, because we see that Narayan himself, although he's an expansion of Krishna, he doesn't have the sweetness of Krishna. From Tattvagat Vichar, they're one, but from Rasagat Vichar, Krishna has those four forms of sweetnesses. He has this Venu Madhurya, where he plays on his Venu, and he bewilders all the gopis. He steals their my hearts. Then he has his Roop Madhurya. His beauty is unparalleled, Krishna's beauty. Asamurtha Saram is the essence of this, all forms of beauty. And then there is Gun Madhurya, where his qualities, they're so enchanting. And then there is Prem Madhurya. So Prem Madhurya means the sweetness of his Prem. That is not to be found in anyone else. But especially, how is Krishna's quality? Although Krishna has these four special qualities, does he relish them himself? He cannot relish them himself. Who relishes them? Srimati Radhika relishes them. So therefore, although he's like the abode of all these qualities, he cannot relish them. So in one way, he becomes the Ashayalamban and Srimati Radhika becomes the Vishayalamban. And she is relishing all these four qualities there. So this way, and we see then the Rasleela, and this way, so many other pastimes take place. In all over Brajmandal, there are so many places like this. Rasa Sthalis, everywhere. So in this way, in this Tithi, this Rasleela took place. And Krishna, what is the meaning of Rasleela? Rasleela is that where the gopis, they completely control Krishna. No, like we hear in Ujjal Nilamani, there's so many different types of Naikas. No, there's so many different. There's Proshit Bhatrika Naika, Kandita Naika. And then there's so many. But then, what is the speciality of the Swadhin Bhatrika Naika? Swadhin Bhatrika Naika means that Naika who has completely controlled Krishna. So this is the speciality of Srimati Radhika. For the Rasleela, the Srimati Radhika, she has completely controlled Krishna there. So therefore, the devotees are so, especially so inclined to observe these tithis. Because in the tithis such as these, in these pastimes such as these, they see that Krishna is completely controlled by her prem. Completely. He is hers now. Now that's what the devotees want to see, that Krishna is always controlled by Srimati Radhika. So today is also the appearance day of Nimbaditya. So speak a few words on Nimbaditya, because he's one of the four Vaishnava Acharyas. No, we always remember the tithis of Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya also. So Nimbaditya also, he's one of the four Acharyas. So it is said that Nimbaditya, he was actually a devotee of Lord Shiva first. So Nimbaditya was a devotee of Lord Shiva. At that time, what was happening was there was one forest, Bilvapaksha. So there in the forest, Bilvapaksha, all the Brahmins, they were all worshipping Lord Shiva with bale leaves, with his linga. Just as we worship Krishna with tulsi leaves, they were worshipping with bale leaves. So that time, all the Brahmins were worshipping Lord Shiva. That time, what happened was, Shiv Thakur didn't give any of them darshan, but he gave darshan to Nimbaditya. He gave darshan to him. And he said, at the edge of this forest, you will see four effulgent personalities who are almost naked. You go and take their shelter, Lord Shiva told him. This is my blessing to you. I will not cheat you like how I've cheated the other Brahmins. I will show you the path to your real welfare. And he said, go now immediately to the edge of the forest. So then when Nimbaditya went to the edge of the forest, there he saw these four Brahmins, these brothers. They were like completely absorbed in meditation. They were so effulgent. They were sitting on like a raised platform and they were like so effulgent, completely absorbed. No, we know that actually the four Kumaras, that they're always thinking of Radha and Krishna's Ashtakali Alila. This is mentioned in the Shastras. So that time Nimbaditya, immediately he started praying, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. He started shouting out in ecstasy. So then the four Brahmin boys, they opened their eyes. And they knew that this was a very special soul. So then they embraced Nimbaditya. So they embraced him and they said that, oh, we have been told by our Prabhu that Kali Yuga is going to arrive now. And just as Ramanuja has taken shelter of Lakshmi Devi, Vishnu Swami has taken shelter of Rudra, and Madhvacharya has taken shelter of Brahma, we have been told that you will take our shelter. So then it is said, Sanat Kumar, out of the four Kumaras, no? Sanat, Sanandan and Sanatan. So Sanat Kumar, what did he do? He gave one book to Nimbaditya. He said, this book should guide you at every step. And that was Sanat Kumar's Samhita, that book. So he said, this book should guide you at every step. So then it is said that he initiated him actually into the Radha Krishna mantra. He initiated him. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that when Nimbaditya was meditating on the Radha Krishna mantra, that time what happened was the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Mahaprabhu himself gave darshan to Nimbaditya. Mahaprabhu. And he said, oh, in Kali Yuga I will also appear. Radha and Krishna said, we will appear as Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga. That time you will also be present as Keshav Kashmiri. No. And you will receive our mercy. You will receive my mercy. But don't tell this to anyone. Mahaprabhu told Nimbaditya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions this in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. So we hear that also that his village is right there in Govardhan. He has one village there, no? Nimbagao. Nimbagao is supposed to be his peat where he did his bhajan there. So how did he receive this name Nimbaditya or Nimbarka? It is said actually before he was called Nimbaditya, but then he was called Nimbarka because it is said there are two histories regarding this. One history was that he was debating with a Jain and he defeated this Jain scholar. And then he told the Jain scholar to honor some prasad. Jain said, oh, I'm not like you, he said. I only honor prasad before the sun has set. After the sun has set, I never eat anything, he said. He said, which means you are not as cultured as me, the Jain was trying to say. So Nimbaditya said, what are you saying the sun has set? Just look there, he said. Sun has not set. Then immediately he saw the sun had not set indeed. Means the sun had set, but then by Nimbaditya's austerities, again he had to rise. And then the Jain was bound to honor prasad. And another incident, history, it is said that he was performing his Sandhya Vandan once. And then the disciples were saying, oh, Gurudev, the sun has set. According to Vidhi Marg, you're not supposed to do Sandhya Vandan after the sun has set. So then immediately he said, where is the sun set? Look there. And then he pointed to the branch of the neem tree. He said, the sun has never set. He said, how can the sun set without me performing my Sandhya Vandan? So therefore, because he did not make the sun set and because he made all the devotees see this through the branches of the neem tree, he is called Nimbarka. So therefore we see he is called Nimbarka there. So then this way, Param Gurudev also, there's always that doubt that Param Gurudev said actually the two different personalities, Nimbaditya and Nimbarka, they're not the same. He's saying actually that the three acharyas, Jiva Goswami never mentioned this name Nimbarka. They've always mentioned Nimbaditya. So that is something difficult to reconcile, saying like, do they only mention him by this name or are they the same person? So anyhow, today is his auspicious tithi also. Today also we hear that Tulsi Devi's appearance also. But we hear that actually we worship Tulsi. Who is she? She's actually a manifestation of Brinda Devi. And what does Brinda Devi do? She's the predominating goddess of Rajmandal. She especially has taken the responsibility of arranging for Radha and Krishna's Madhurya Leela. Their amorous pastimes, Brinda Devi. It is said her husband is Mahipal. And her father's name is Chandrabhanu. And her mother's name is Fulara Devi. And what does she do? She's also Duti. She is responsible for waking Radha and Krishna up during Nishant Leela and sending Radharani towards Javat and Krishna to Nandagao. So Yogamaya, she takes care of all the pastimes of Krishna except Shringar Ras. And Vrindadevi, she takes care of Shringar Ras. So without Vrindadevi's guidance, permission, one can never know who Radha and Krishna really are. No one can know. She is the one who is arranging everything for their happiness, for their pleasure. Like there's that story, Radharani is asking, where is Krishna? And Vrindadevi is saying, Radharani, Krishna, what is he? He's seeing your form in every tree and he's dancing in ecstasy at Radha Kund. So this way, we see that even Krishna once, he said, I am the master of Vrindavan, I am Vrindavaneshwar, I am the husband of Vrinda, therefore I am Vrindavaneshwar. But then when they asked Vrindadevi, Vrindadevi said, actually, I am not Vrindavaneshwari. I have given this forest to Srimati Radhika. She is Vrindavaneshwari. So this way, there's love in this reciprocal relationship. So, and also today is the, it's said maybe that today is the Tiruvav Tithi of Sundaranand Thakur also, I think, Mahaprabhu's associate. So it is said he is Vasudham Sakha. He's one of the Dwadash Gopals, Sundaranand Thakur. He's one of the Dwadash Gopalas, and it is said that regardless of which season it was, a Kadamba flower would always bloom for him. Just as Raghunandan Thakur, two Kadamba flowers would bloom for him every day, in the same way for him also, Kadamba flower would bloom on a lime tree, which had lemons, and in a lime tree a Kadamba flower would bloom for him every day and use that flower. So it was a Radha and Krishna. So this way Mahaprabhu also sent him to preach Nityananda Prabhu and all of Gaudiya Mandal. So very auspicious tithis today on this last day of Kartik. So we can only pray that until the next Kartik comes, we are always under the guidance and under the watchful eye of the Vaishnavas. Vanchaga Pataru Mishra Kripasandev Javaitanam Pavni Bhivaishnavya Namo Namaha.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shalaka Chakshuran Meditam Enatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatiruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gora Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sister Dandavat Pranams. Unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila, Pravishta Om, Vishnupad, Srimad Bhaktivinoda Narayan Goswami, Srila Guru Maharaj, Dwarupanuga Guru Varga, and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today, the last day of the month of Kartik, also the final day of our vrata, of this many vratas, Chaturmasya vrata, this Urja vrata, Damodar vrata, and also this Bhisma Panchak vrata. One thing I'm appreciating is that without mercy of Gurudev and Vaishnavas, then really what is my strength? What is our sadhana? What is all this vrata? It is only by their mercy that we are doing this, all these activities that we're doing. So in the path of bhakti, there is nivritti and pravritti. When we do our activities, especially vratas, especially this month of Kartik, we know this is month of Srimati Radharani. And it's only by mercy of Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas really that we feel this is very important, because it's Srimati Radharani's month. And even though they're telling also sometimes we're not even really seriously following, but their mercy is there that somehow we are doing something. Maybe some sukriti, but more than that is some sanskars, some impressions. So when we talk about nivritti, we're talking about some things, to give up something, renouncing something. So when we follow the vrata, there are some things that we give up, some rules, we don't eat these kind of things, we don't speak prajalpa, We don't criticize. And so these are important. But this is only one part, and it's incomplete. More important is the pravritti. What is the proper things to accept? And we know, like our Mahaprabhu is telling Raghunath Das Goswami, there's the nivritti part, which is telling that gramya katha nashuni bi gramya katha, don't speak, or first don't hear all these mundane talks, and don't listen to all these mundane talks, or eat like palatable like food stuff, or wear like nice dress, or try to make yourself attractive. These are the nivritti part, things to give up. But more important is what things to do. So then he said, all the time meditating on service to Radha and Krishna, chanting Harinam, like this. So this, in essence, our vrata is focused more on this. Especially if you're doing this automatically, you're giving up all these things. So how you can give up all these mundane talks and all these like useless talkings and criticizing if only you're hearing and speaking Harikatha? So in association of Vaishnavas, then especially in this month of Kartik, then this is our daily activities, our kirtan. So like this, well, we are being inspired to become maidservants of Srimati Radharani. Our songs are inspiring us, like, oh, these are the moods. Yet still we know, because of some forgetfulness, then we tend to take things for granted. But on this final day of this month, then it's time to think about how many Kartiks have passed already. So many times. And of course, he said, even just offering a lamp, that's already enough to liberate you. But we are being inspired that for us, we should not feel this enough. And that's why there's Bhishma Panchak. Because like usually people, they follow Ekadasi Vrata, Urja Vrata, from Ekadasi to Ekadasi. Then it's like, oh, five more bonus. Like, oh, that's not enough. We want like five more and more intense. Because really in the path of spiritual life, it's like increasing more and more. So therefore, on this last day, then we have to realize like, oh, so many Kartiks have already like passed by, and what's happening to me? Am I improving, or am I getting closer more to like what our Srila Gurudev is inspiring us to become? Am I having this nice relationship with our Guru Varga, having same mood, and becoming really beginning to feel all these moods of really how to become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, like this? So if not, then there's another Kartik. But actually, we're learning from Vaishnavas that staying with them every day is a vrata. Really, like now, okay, Kartik vrata finished, but a new vrata is coming, Katyani vrat, just immediately. And it never stops. And this is the thing, following this vrata, if really under guidance of Vaishnavas, then it is not something just like very rigid, oh, follow all these rules and regulation. That's why I'm speaking about there's the nivritti. The nivritti part, if you're just focusing on that, then you may feel like, oh, this is like dryness because all this like don'ts, don'ts, don'ts. But we're talking about what really this vrata is giving us. And ultimately, like especially today, Purnima, Rasa Purnima, the full moon. On the full moon, the moon is manifest like fully. So usually on this, on the full moon day, then we remember all this like all this Rasalila that's manifest like fully. So like in this full moon of Kartik, then we know this is another like Rasayat, another Rasalila. Of course, in the eternal world, every day is Rasalila. But in this world, then some hint is given to the conditioned jivas. Because really, who can appreciate this Rasalila? Only those who are really rasik. Those who can, those have the qualification to taste rasa, then they can appreciate this Rasalila. Otherwise, everyone just absorbed in the lilas in the material world. Or not the lilas, but all the miseries of the material world. So with the association of the Vaishnavas, then gradually we, and this is what we are to appreciate by their association, then we are beginning to come closer, at least have the desire to taste rasa. And really, rasa is only you can taste when you have prem. So first you have to have bhav, and then with the other ingredients, then you can taste rasa. So rasa lila, that is the time when this rasa is like so much distribution and like tasting. That is between Krishna and the devotees or the gopis. Ultimately with Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So like today, this is another Rasa Purnima day. I know I'm so far away from that. But the mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavas is there. That they're, and this is the mercy of all followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're giving the jivas this like so much attraction or so much opportunity for the jivas to become attracted to this. Because this is, as we know, this is the only really, the only remedy, the only cure for the sickness of our heart, which is lust. So therefore, one thing is appreciating that this Kartik time, by mercy of Vaishnavas and Gurudev, then we are somehow we're following this vrata. And this vrata is there actually to help us have a glimpse of what is really life of a devotee. That automatically is not just bound, you're just to act according to rules. Ultimately is like really that all the time you just want to serve Sri Radha and Krishna. And everything else just follows like this. So in other words, this rag, we are being aspired to be like the Brijbasis, whose very atma is just this rag. And so anyhow, on this day, we can only pray that by Gurudev's mercy and the Vaishnavas, they continue to guide us and lead us to properly becoming closer to really our position. And ultimately, we'll be able to taste like rasa. And so when these days come, then really we can taste, we can be part, and we can serve in this rasa lila. And so this is very far away, but this is given to us. It's not like this, it's not available. It is available. And it's just really up to us now. Vaishnavas, patiently, they're explaining to us, like say, Damodar Astakam, so many years, they're explaining again and again. But again, I'm looking at to me in my situation, how much really I'm praying. There's every day we're praying, but during the time of praying, am I really praying or I'm just talking with my we take things for granted. And so on this final day, then it's like, oh, we can think about it like, oh, if only I'm being serious, then maybe I'll be so much better in my situation now. But not yet. So anyhow, I stay with the Vaishnavas by their guidance, then hopefully very soon, so much more progress can come. And this is the thing. They are like Krishna so merciful, patient. Me, I can appreciate how I have very less patience. If someone, like, I feel like, oh, offensive or like that, I can easily like curse that person, like reject and become so angry. But look at, if you look at that position of myself, how much am I like this to Gurudev, the Vaishnavas, and to Krishna? Still, they're keeping me and very patiently, they're still mercy is there. So therefore, another thing is, on this day, I take this opportunity to ask forgiveness from all the Vaishnavas. I know I'm not following this vrata very nicely. All those that I have criticized, that I have like said any like bad things or in some way like displeased, because we know in this month of Kartik, then we should not even be doing this. So I would like apologize for all these things sincerely and pray for everyone's blessings that by their blessings, then easily I can cross over this path, pass beyond this anartha nivritti stage, pass the nishta stage to ruchi asakti bhav, and hopefully to prem, and then we can taste rasa. Vansha kalpatra vishta kripa sindhu eva chapati dhanam vishnu.
Gyanatimrandhasya gananjana salakaya Chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha Vansha kalpaturubhasya kripa sindhu bhai vacha Padhidanam pavanibhu vaishnavibhu namo namaha Namaha vadanyaya krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne Gaurati si namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Srijiv Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaya Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Javete Vignanas Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Sarupatam Krishna Priya Bariyasi Prama Bhakti Pradevi Radhiketang Namanam Radhi Vrinda Vanadhisi Karunam Ritavahini Kripayana Japadabhija Daishang Mayam Pradiyatam Bandi Nanda Prajistrinam Padarnam abhikshnasa jasangvari kathodgitam unati bhuvanatrayam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparsad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Jeev ki jai, Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karani Singhadev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishvata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai, Prajamandal Dham ki jai, Prajavasi Bhakta Vinda ki jai, Prajishwari Madhishwari Pranishwari Srimati Radharani ki jai, Prajadevigan ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Samaved Gaur Bhakta Vinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi. Now is today's end of day of Chaturmasya Vrata, Kartik Vrata. Today, this spring season, autumn season, first then Hemanta, this Hemantiki Ras, telling 4 months doing tapasya austerity. The Krishna waking after Vishva Panchak, Krishna is looking how many persons is waiting for me, respecting for me. They are now look at this Maya Yadar Jolaraso. This anything I'm giving renounce, give up, like Chaturmasya Dham rules, this is not taking, this is not taking, this is many rules, regulations. Meanings I am will be distanced to Jalamaya and these things too, I will be separate. But this is, I am thinking, no problem. I am bathing Ganga water, sitting in drain, a sewer plant inside. Then Ganga Devi cleaning me. My whole body is smearing in this toilet, and then I am after putting water in Jamuna water and then washing. After I'm sitting in this toilet inside. So therefore, trailing this Mayadevi is many, this garden, play garden, play instrument, many things. So 4 months, Chaturmasya time, first is you promise, I am will be distanced to these all things. I am not look at these things, not touching. Otherwise, I am doing good job. First is you not coming clean places, not clean persons near, and then you dirty, will be more dirty. And there is Sadhu Guru Vaishnava going, like Adi Guru Brahma came, Indra's near, telling Indra, hey, you are Devendra, why you are in this toilet pot inside, Sivar inside? Say, who are you? Why are you telling me like this? Fresh, hot, very soft, very tasteful. Everything I'm eating and my family with him is staying. What is the problem for you? You also come, stay here. Very tasteful things, good smell, and top, hot, hot, all. Here is flavor, many flavor here. Very nice. Why you are calling me? Come here too. Why I'm going? You come here. Brahma say, you don't understand. You are Devendra, Indra. Say, no. I am not Indra, I am here very good. I have many children, many wives, I am very happy. Then he say, not coming. Then killing children. Say, what is problem? You killing my children? One wife, two, I am making children, 15, 20, once a time. No problem. Then he's killing wife. Then he say, I am married many other country to, I am now collecting many wives. Say, not coming. Then Brahma is commanded to give water, sprinkling charanamrita. Then he, in the getting body, but he looking all body inside toilet, he's standing in the toilet. He says, why I'm here? So Jiva has no knowledge, no idea. They like his, Mayadevi is this all play garden and instrument, all with his very good relation. Very nice, happy. Anybody is telling, hey, you come. Cholo Gharbar, Cholo Haridwar. Cholo Haridwar, Cholo Vrindavan. Oh, 2 months Vrindavan. 1 month, Vrata, Chaturmasya, not possible. 1 week, oh, 3 days. One night. Why in Maya inside is Hospas and Rajpas. Maya Rosso, Leela. Jola Rosso, Leela. Leel, Mani, Bilin, complete there is involved and observe, engaged, complete A to Z, point to point, not want to come out. So then, first is Chaturmasya Dham giving ban, this, not good for you. You give up everything, you left everything, you come, Sadhu Sangha, 4 months. After last Kartik month, until Bhagavad Bhakta and Bhagavad Rasa is collecting. Collecting, how much I am collecting, how much I have the sweet nectar. Then Krishna checking, like is one teaches fruits. just growing small one, bitter and sour. After 4 months, 5 months in tree, giving more juice, giving. Then he is good smell and tasty and color change, everything. So jivas, for sadhu sangha and bhagat bhaktis, for this chaturmasya, very helpful. Jiva is starting and following, and then this give up everything, and distance to everything only, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan bhagavat sravan, mathurabhar simurti sadhya sevan. Otherwise, telling sajati asesnikdha sadhu sangha satubare. Bhagavat, bhagavat artha asadha sagana rasikai saha. So rasik vaishnava is near with this, I am staying and following chaturmasya, but rasa automatic coming. Fruits are not known when rasa coming. Fruit is this much small, bigger come, color change, smell change, and only mellow there is, lot of juice, lot of nectar is there. So jiva, no need understanding, they are within sadhu sangha and following this vrata, then is chaturmasya, and after Bhishma Panchak, then Hamanti Giras, then Krishna calling, Krishna looking. So telling Atma, soul and pure soul is meeting. This is his aprakita rasa vaisya Krishna's rasa collected after bhagat rasa, bhakti rasa. Then I am possible meeting within Krishna. And collecting I am jala rasa, then result is coming, fruit is coming, I am meeting within this mundane people. Very sweet. Oh, long time I am is inside beard and mustache. I am Habishana waiting one time, not talking with anybody. Today, first day, broken brata, then I am meeting with everybody, talking with everybody. I am doing, today's brata finished, then I am free now. As a choice I am doing. So where am I? I am inside jala rasa. I like jala rasa. Then I am not is collecting on aprakita rasa. Aprakita rasa then will be more serious, more grave, more very active, no more. Mahaprabhu one day telling, grami vartana koibe, grami vartana sunibe, bhalana khaibe ar bhalana paribe, amane manadhe krishnam sadalabe, praje radha krishna sva manase koribe. Mahaprabhu one time telling, not every day, but they are continue following. Every day, complete life following. Then Bhagavad Rasa, Mahaprabhu giving way, and is hearing after complete collecting, complete life, and then Radha Kunda, Radharani is lotus feet near is forever staying. He not going back after chaturmasya, own house, father, mother near, wife, children near, yeah, mundane also collecting for other people near, money for, honey for, this wealth for, no running. Nothing for nothing. So these things is thinking. Brata, sei brata, sei tapa, sei mor mantra japa, sei mor bhajana pujan. What? Sipade, hoibe siddhi. I am where now? I am nearby Krishna and nearby Maya. Where am I? I am following bhakti, then bhakti. Bhakti bringing this Bhagavan near. This bhakti's rules, limbs and power. So this soul is getting this Bhagavat rasa, then automatically he is attracting, running and going and meeting within this pure soul, Paramatma. This meeting name is Milan, meaning rasa lila, rasa lila. One rasa lila, jala lila, maya lila, and one rasa lila, rasa lila, meeting within God and God person, God's families. And forever, they are accepting me. I am their families. So these things for Krishna calling, but this Krishna's fruit, how many hearing? Other person sending only message, then I am waiting, oh, you sending message, I am not that time. Now I am calling and you, I want to talk with you. But Krishna sending message, any Shastra, Puran, Itihas, Ved Vedanta, all Krishna's message, every day, nice, nice Harikatha. Everything is their message. But I am hearing, yeah, accepting, yeah, following. I'm waiting for him. But no. I have no taste. Bitterness all time. Other things for very taste. Going, making business, making money, making wealth, that for very taste. Health for, enjoy for very taste. Other things for very taste. But spirituality for no taste. So then, what I am following this brotho? What is result? Brotho's fruit is difference. Therefore, now, anybody complete their inside Maya. So how can crossing? Therefore, Vrinda Devi telling, okay, you came Vrindavan, but you very far away to Nitya Siddha Bhakta and Parshad. You got to. Then you come and going Jamuna every day early morning and every day chanting this mantra. Then 1 month you're doing puja. Then automatically you're crossing. Automatic. No need austerity. Then you're changing all nature, character, your ego, you will be active and all bhaktis for, then you will be advanced and smart, complete expert. So therefore, tomorrow too, this Kaityan Vrata starting. Anybody enter in this, Aparakita Rasilya, Nitya Siddha with this, they have relation, no need for them. Anybody has desire, how can crossing Maya, how I'm doing bhajan and will be attached and therefore need help. Then Vrinda Devi giving this merciful advice and giving mantra. So this mantra and this bank of Jamuna in Vrindavan Dham, everything is facility. But following then is good. Otherwise, no like follow, like Maya, then no need anything. As it says, you do, you are independent. Then Chaturmasya, and Panchamasya, 6 months, 1 year, one life, million life is passed. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Therefore, this Rasila, for importance, I have Bhagavat Rasa, then importance and tasteful Rasila. Other Maya Lila, very tasteful. I am like this Maya. I know like Bhagavat Rasa, Bhagavat Bhakti Rasa. Then how I am going Rasila? Think about. Then I am thinking Rasila is very dirty. Not good. Krishna playing with his other ladies, singing, dancing, embracing, kissing. Oh, this is not good. They very torture, like very hate, very bad things. Why? He like his Jala Lila, Maya Lila. He has idea of mundane, then how he understanding? This Aprakita, this transcendental world. I am meeting with his pure soul, Paramatma. I am soul, I am his part and parcel. I am going. How much is this happiness? Everybody is this Adhikar. They are going and meeting with his Krishna. But not Jai Ho, Dada. So, everybody is thinking about this. What is? Krishna is like, calling everybody. But all are not like, and so telling Krishna's faults, Krishna's guilty. Krishna doing like these nonsense things. Blaming Krishna. Why? I have this dirty garbage pot and garbage idea. Then what I'm thinking? So tomorrow to morning time to this is starting. But morning to now is kirtan and program, what is will be fixed, fixing and giving chart. And tomorrow morning to 1 month. Now many devotees are going back. So will be few devotees. Then I'm thinking Jamuna very far will be. Now here is starting. But one day, first day possible, then going Jamuna. After last day going, possible then, the tomorrow, possible then going Jamuna, one day worshipping there, and after next coming, next day too, here starting. Also, this Chaturmasya Kartibrata start that day on Jamuna. So then tomorrow morning going and Brata, Kartibrata Samapta, then they're worshipping and then coming. Okay. Gaur Pramanande.
Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumara Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumar Saurabha Sankata Vrindavana Tata Vrindavana Tata Beta Vasanta Vihara Jaya Daya Sundara Nanda Nanda Kumar Abhinava Kutmala Gucha Samajwala Gucha Samajwala Kunchita Kuntala Bhara Pranayi Jane Vita Chandana Sahakrita Chandana Sahakrita Churnita Varaghana Sara Ghana Sara Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Chatura Dighanchala Rachita Rasochala Rachita Rasochala Radha Madana Vikara Bhuvana Vimohana Manjula Nartana Manjula Nartana Gati Valgita Maniha jaya sundara nanda kumara nanda kumara adhara virajita mandatara smita mandatara smita lochita nija parivara parivara nija balava jana surita sanatana Surita sanatana nija balava jana surita sanatana surita sanatana Chitta Vihara Davatara Chitta Vihara Davatara Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumara Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumara Sundara Nanda Kumara Sundara Nanda Kumara Saurava Sankata Vrindavana Tata Saurava Sankata Vrindavana Tata Vitava Santa Vihar Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumara Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumara Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Hare Bol